With us right now, State Senator Julie Lassa. The special session almost over, but still some work to do, isn't there?
That's right. The State Senate is in session tomorrow to take up a Medicaid bill that, in my mind, it forces poorer people to pay for health insurance for poor people. It has to do with delaying the folks who are on Badger Care right now who are slated to lose that health insurance program. It gives them 3 additional months, but in order to pay for that, people who are single adults who are low income would be delayed getting their health insurance for 3 months. So I think that a much better solution would have been for taxpayers as well as for citizens across the state would have been to take our tax money from the federal government, get that back here in Wisconsin to make sure that everyone has health insurance either through the regular market or through an expansion of Medicaid. We would have saved $100 million of taxpayer money by doing that. We would have created 10,000 new jobs, which would go to the governor's 250,000 job goal, creating new jobs. And it also, according to some national studies, it would have helped to reduce our insurance rates here in Wisconsin, too, by about 25-35%.
One of the things I've had people ask me, and I don't know the answer, maybe you do. If you take the federal government's Medicaid dollars and apply them in Wisconsin, how does that create jobs?
Well, it creates jobs because you have a number of people who, because they haven't had health insurance, they're low income, they haven't been able to go to the doctor or a medical provider, so they're going to be coming to the doctor's offices wanting care because they've been putting it off, and that will help to create jobs in the medical communities and facilities all across the state. But I also think that, you know, Wisconsin has turned away so much federal money. And as a taxpayer, I would like to see as much of my money come back to the state of Wisconsin as possible to help people here. I don't want to see it going to Minnesota or Arizona. I want my money back. I want it to be creating jobs here, and I want it to be put to good work here by helping to insure people, because they're going to show up to the hospital emergency rooms, and all of us who have private insurance are paying for that because hospitals pass that on to our bills. So I just think that we have to be really smart about our decisions, and I realize that people have their own ideology, but we can't let ideology get in the way of being fiscally smart. And I don't think right now Wisconsin is being fiscally smart by turning away our federal tax dollars, and you have all these people who are not going to be able to be covered by health insurance.
Before we started the interview, we were talking off the microphone about how there's a split with some of the people in the legislature when it comes to job creation and economic development. What do you see down there? And explain just, you know, what is the line that some people are walking down there as far as economic development?
Sure. Well, I think it's really disappointing that, you know, we have a lot of people talking about job creation in the legislature and in state government, but we haven't seen a lot of legislation pass both houses of the legislature and be signed into law by the governor, because there is a split in the Republican caucus in both houses where some Republican members believe that the state should not be doing any type of economic incentives or giving any type of assistance to businesses because it creates an unlevel playing field. And you know, the thing is that in a perfect world, you know, maybe, but this is not a perfect world. And we know that other states are certainly offering incentives to Wisconsin businesses right now to leave or to create new jobs in their states. And we have to be able to compete. And I think that it's important for Wisconsin to be able to put our best foot forward to create the good-paying, family-supporting jobs that we need. And I do hope that in discussions within their own caucuses, Republicans will really come to realize that we need good jobs in this state. We need to do more in terms of job creation and economic development, and that there is already an uneven playing field, but we need to be able to compete and really help our businesses be able to add good jobs that our communities need.
With that in mind, if some legislators, Democrat or Republican, believe the state should not be in the business of economic development, is it a fair question to ask those same people if the state should be doing business disincentives through their legislation.
Yeah, I think that it is something that we really need to look at. I mean, we have to be able to compete with Minnesota and Illinois and some of our neighbors. Wisconsin is not doing as well as other Midwestern states. We're continuing to lag behind in job growth and in really taking part of the national economic recovery. We do need to work in a bipartisan manner to be able to move forward. So I'm hoping that, you know, Republicans, some of the more moderates, will work with Democrats to really advance sound economic plans that are good for taxpayers and are good for businesses and create the jobs that we really need, because we have a lot of talented folks who live in our state who can really do the jobs and who are looking for jobs. And so I think we should be able to work together to be able to do that.
Another issue that has been, put off till the last moment, which is going to be Thursday this week, is the mascot bill. The governor hasn't indicated which way he's going to go on this yet. He's mentioned, you know, in this event today that he's sensitive to the Native American issues, but he's also sensitive to free speech issues. Where are you on this one, and where do you think it'll go?
Well, I voted against the bill that is waiting for the governor's action, because I believe that it creates a system that anyone who wants to challenge a racist mascot of a school district, that it makes it really difficult, if not impossible, to be able to challenge that and have a fair hearing. And so I'm hoping that the governor will veto it, because I think that the legislature shouldn't even be dealing with an issue like that. We should be dealing with things that the vast majority of people care about, which is about job creation, economic development, and moving the state of Wisconsin forward. This racist mascot legislation, I think, doesn't send a good signal for what the legislature should be dealing with, and that we need to be actually getting on with the people's business, which is helping to create jobs out in the private sector.
Now, doing the people's business might get a little more challenging next year, because it'll be an election year, so less time in office, more time campaigning, right?
Yes, and I am fortunate I'm not up for re-election in this cycle, but I do think that because it is an election year, that, you know, from what we're hearing is that the legislature is going to really have a short session in the spring and will be ending very early, and I think leaving probably some important things left undone, like economic development and job creation issues, like dealing with health insurance and taking the federal Medicaid money to expand Medicaid here in the state. So I do think that if we do end up ending early, that we really need to get serious about working on legislation that will help improve the lives of people all across this state, and really not focusing on some of the more divisive things like has been the case earlier in session.